The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
SRN1.
Godfather of internet radio, the bard of a broadcasting, the third man, me. Wake up, it's night. We got the network, we got the blogs, the podcast, the Hallelujah Trail. It's all in one big show right here with me, the man whose name adorns the title of it. I'm Frank Cotolo. This is Cotolo Chronicles, whether you like it or not. From north and south and east and west. For the first time in 20-something years, I have not opened the show saying it correctly. From icecap to icecap, from Hamlet to city, from Othello and into every bordello, I actually entirely blanked. But you know what? That's the glory and the wonder of this show, the only show. Remember, there are no other shows. The podcasts are, you know, I'm sorry, and I'm not sorry. So I don't know why people say that. I don't want to say that. I'm not sorry at all. Not at all. I do this out of, I don't know what energy. Love, it's not ego. Maybe it's love, which is a combination of many different types of energy, huh? There's a whole new definition of love. You didn't even get that. Did you get that anywhere else? This is for your archives, the first show of Y2K plus 17. We have made it to this year, and we hope that as we move along, we do 1 year without any shows that can't be on because of technical problems or sickness. See, actually, technical problems have been worse on us than sickness, because I've done this show over the years many times. Sick. I mean, I tried to do it once from the hospital, but they said, no, we need 1 week off, all the doctors and nurses. We want 1 week off. Sedate him. What part of I will call you don't you understand?
Okay,
what is will, with the, no, no, it's okay. Stay now that you're here. Just listen. This guy is unbelievable. There's no mercy tonight. This afternoon, wherever you're listening to it. If you're listening to it lifelike, it means we are on other stations. Stations like KJAG, who should still be running it on various times, because God knows there's not enough great content on that station. KJAG. Because when Jiggy's not on, well, how many shows do you have now?
Oh, good Lord. I've got the Sunday show, and then I've got the daily show that I tape on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
See,
you might. I would say as far as radio, that's it. But TV, I've got all sorts of things. Well, I got the Access show.
Well, we'll talk about that and try to condemn those projects shortly. As we move along here, if you haven't heard yet, my friends, my comrades, and all you people out there, I guess it's safe to say comrade now. This is a Jiggy Jaguar. Some people say Jaguar. Some people say Jaguar. I have any number of names for him if you read the blog. I like Jigsaw Jagsaw. I like, that's the new one. Did you see that one?
Cool. I'll use that next Thursday when I'm live from Salina. I'll use that next week.
Live from Salina, Kansas.
Yes.
I was going to say Debbie, but it wasn't her name. Debbie. No, what was the name of the Oz girl? Debbie Martin? What was her name?
It wasn't Debbie.
The character I'm talking about, not Judy Garland. I'm talking about the character.
Dorothy, I think.
Dorothy, there you go. Dottie Baby. Dottie Baby.
Who loves you, baby?
The home of Dottie Baby. Played by Judy Baby, of course, and that's where she was gangbanged by the Who. Not the Who. Jeez. The Who didn't gangbang them. The Who weren't around then. I knew one of those Munchkin guys.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. I've told this story before, but obviously you weren't listening. He used to hang out at the corner of Hollywood and Vine when I had an office on the ninth floor in Hollywood and Vine, Los Angeles. And, I'm trying to remember. Billy's name was Billy. And he was in a lot of those little midget movies they used to make.
Midget movies.
Well, they were called midget movies back then.
They were. I just think it's funny.
Yeah. And, Billy Barty. That was his name. I think Billy Barty. He was one of the original Munchkins.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
He was always on the corner. In those days, they had newsstands. And there was this newsstand on the corner of Hollywood and Vine. And this guy sold all sorts of stuff. And, of course, he sold the Daily Racing Form. And Billy would, he'd always be there for when the new Racing Form came out. Hey, Billy, how you doing? You know, and I would say things, going to the track. And he'd go, yeah, just, are you short today? But I lost you? Are you short? That short jokes, they just flowed north to Fountain. No, it wasn't Fountain. What was the next road? God, I used to live there and I forgot. My name is Frank Izzolo, a man whose name adorns the title of the show. We have let Jiggy Jaguar in early because he cannot follow instructions.
I've never been known for following instructions.
Even though timing is part of his livelihood. And he says, so I'll call you shortly after I do a little of that junk I do in the beginning of my show. And he says, okay, which means in any language, yes. I understand.
Yes.
But I must admit that we'll get a whole bunch of stuff out of the way here in the beginning. Then we're going to talk about what Jiggy's doing if we have enough time, because he does so much. We have no idea. I think, why isn't there a Jiggy Jaguar station? That means your station. Oh, and that reminds me, before we go into that,
I have an ad. Go ahead.
You have an ad?
I have an app. I have one of those phone apps.
There's a Jiggy Jag app out there.
Yes.
A Jiggy.
Exactly.
Now, what on earth? Okay, do your commercial. What on earth?
I'm not going to do the commercial.
No, I want you to do it. Now, what on earth? Does it work on Androids and the others? It works on any?
Yes. It works on both of them. I the other day referred to it on my show as the iPod store, and I was corrected. There is no such thing as an iPod store.
Oh, my.
I don't even think people have iPods anymore. But you can watch all our YouTube videos. You can watch us live when we're doing our Ustream stuff, which I will be doing when I am in Las Vegas in 2 weeks at the Adult Video News Awards.
Did they invite you this time, or did you say, I'm coming no matter what? Which is what everybody says at that place, right? I'm coming no matter what.
They told me that if I put up any coverage, I can be automatically guaranteed I would be invited back this year. So we did.
Well, I got a chore for you while you're there. Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Let's see. This is a Cotolo Chronicles, and we're just going to go with the flow and anything we think about. I got a number of things I got to go over with this guy. But anyway, now that I know you're going there, here's something I want you to find out. Okay.
Okay.
Ask, I don't know who to ask, but ask someone who's still active in the business, preferably a woman. Do any of the guys, you know, there's like eight guys who do everything, right?
Or not ten. Jeremy and all of them.
No, he don't count any. He doesn't count anymore. But you know, there's like the same like seven of African American guys, and there's like one or two. You know, like okay, I don't know who to ask. Probably, don't ask James Dean though, because he's up on charges, isn't he?
That's right. I think he is.
Find out where, what happened to Bobby Starr. Okay. Can you do that for me?
Down right now.
B-O-B-B-I.
Sure.
Find out. I know that she retired, but there's a lot of mystery going on there. Now, I asked Michelle, because I, in a left-handed way, I know Belladonna, not personally, but through, you know, the internet. You remember her?
Yes.
Okay. Apparently no one really wants to say anything, about this. So I hope it's not anything bad. I know, but maybe if you could, there's a challenge for you because nobody knows. If you could find that out, you will have a scoop. If it's good, if it's not good, if you hear something horrible, I want you to quash it.
Okay.
Forget about it. Okay. If someone says, I will only speak to you, you know, off the record, I don't care how big that scoop might be in that industry. Don't say anything. Okay.
Well,
listen to this. I want nothing to do with this. I gave you the challenge.
Hey, I won't give you any. If somebody says something and it's odd, I won't give you any credit.
I don't want to hear anything bad in about that stuff. And yeah, look at him. He goes like, not me. I just want to put people in a corner. I want to paint them in a corner. Which
nobody puts baby in the corner.
Which may bring up something else we're going to talk about in public. So I mean, I'm going to talk about this on the air, mind you. Okay. Let me ask you another question. What is this conversation setup that you have? Something here is a conversation setup. Can I get this thing to even show what I have? Conversation set up with this guy. It's on my Skype.
Oh, I was gonna try to bring in this one guy because we were gonna discuss YouTube and we were gonna discuss something that you said 10 years ago to me in a maybe more than that in a subway in Hutchinson, Kansas on a cellular telephone. And we talked about all sorts of different things. And you said something about, well, at some point, the big guys are going to stop making money and they're going to want to come to the internet and they're eventually going to come and try to take over. And there was this guy, Chris Kubernetes, I think.
Yeah, I saw that name, right. Yeah.
He's one of these YouTube people that has all these inside scoops on the industry. And he put up a video fairly recently. I thought it was pretty cool. So I tried to book him on with me on your show, and I was just gonna make it happen. And the guy never got back with me, and I made a conversation, and I tried calling him a couple times, because what I was gonna do was call him and then conference you in, and then we would call you, and then we just spring this on you. But he didn't get back with me, so I guess we'll talk about it a little bit later, and I'll try to give my take, which is not gonna be very educational.
Well, I Googled them. And I Googled them, and there was a something about, you know, making money. You can make money. Is that the same guy? Do it yourself.
What I was booking him based upon is he did an 8 minute, about 7 minutes and 38 second video on YouTube about CNN buying Beam and this Casey Neistat character joining CNN and why it's bad for YouTube. So I wanted to have him on to discuss this because it's the exact same thing that you told me in 2004 when I was calling you on a track phone in a Subway restaurant while I was eating dinner, and we had this conversation.
And that was years before you had your own website with pictures of white silhouettes and question marks.
Yes.
What is that all about? Oh, well, this guy will, you know, if you want to get him sometime, we could talk to him if he wants to get on here
trying to get him because he is the guy that pretty much articulated to me what you said and he's and it's happening now, and we'll get into that because I want to talk about the fact that the YouTube folks and the content creators are all going to get their brains beat in because Jimmy Kimmel and all of them are coming to the internet. So
now I was supposed to be on your show, and I apologize again for that,
that
mishap because you probably had the other person on.
It happens.
Who was that other person that was supposed to be on with me on the 27th of December when it was 9 o'clock in the evening? I went, hey, wait a second. Hey.
It was going to be you and me and Dan Perkins now, and I believe IQ Al Rizzoli. And we were going to discuss the fact that we were going to discuss the changing media landscape now that Trump is president and how Twitter helped out and all these things.
Now, with these two people, they sound familiar. Has there ever been a time I have been on a show with them or
We were on election night.
Oh, it was them.
But IQ was not joining us then. IQ is this guy who is an Iraqi, but he lives in Europe now, and he talks all sorts of smack on Muslim terrorists, and they want him dead.
Well, IQ must be a good name for him. Because he's IQ usually means if you got a high IQ, you're smart. And he was smart not to show up on that program of yours. Now, let's get this out of the way, okay?
Okay, what are we doing?
Well, we're going to get this out of the way. I did all I could to find someone else to be on that show. The election night. We're talking about an election night show. Let me tell the people in case they didn't listen. I'm sure they didn't. But because my audience was listening to me, you know. So anyway, this was when? When was it like November 5th?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
2016. I agreed to be on an election special, which was on what? Every station in the – where was this thing being broadcast?
This thing was all over the place.
Yeah, it was everywhere.
It was everywhere. It was the web was lousy with Cotolo.
No, it wasn't lousy with Cotolo. Now let's get now. So the jinxster.
Boy, I'll be playing the Frank Cotolo soundboard this evening.
The jinxster. This guy right here, you know, claims to have great respect for me over the years.
I do. You're like you're not the pod father.
I'm not that. I don't know what that means. But
I don't know.
I said, okay, you know what? I'll do this. It should be a fun time. It should be okay. I had no idea, but I knew that he would have radio people or people broadcasting people who were, and so then I immediately knew there'd be a really conservative side. Okay.
Yes.
And I'm talking, and now you're listening as I'm talking to my audience. Okay. And then I will go to Jake. So, and I tried my darndest to get somebody who might be a little lighter, let's just say, not left, not Democrat, somebody who would be a bit more light, someone who would be stumble through this thing, you know what I'm saying, a little personality. But no one wanted to come on with me, they just couldn't. I don't know if they wanted to. It was a matter of couldn't. I mean, I have a lot of time in my life, so I was able to sit there and be on, okay? So, here comes Jiggy. So I get on this show, and here comes Jiggy. And, we were talking, who is the Dan? What was his name?
His name was Dan Perkins.
Is he the bald, half bald one, or what?
I think so. Okay. I think so.
I do remember him then, because some of them were on pictures on.
Some of them have video, of them didn't have video.
And then name the other people aside from John Matthews, because John came and went. And
we had my buddy Israel, who co-hosts the Live from Salina show with me.
Now, who was the guy who was in the cave or something and he left?
I think that was Israel.
Okay, that was Israel. He didn't want anything to do. When he realized what was going on, he said, I'm out of here. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. He didn't want to have anything to do with Trump.
Well, it's not
another,
just
another guy. Another guy that we had on there was a guy by the name of Brother Ken, who I used to work with at 92.7 The Zoo in Salina, Kansas, and he is the guy. And it's so funny because Rich clipped out a clip of you that night going, well, Ken, we've already got a problem with you because you're the guy that brought Jiggy back to radio.
And I never meant it more.
Yes.
And so, yeah, there was him. And then I don't know if there was any, but those two guys, I remember those two guys on the video. Yeah. When John came in, he just, John's expected. I mean, it's expected. I understand, John, what's going on. And John has a sense of humor, although he was really uptight that night.
Yes.
And he got very serious. He got as serious as those guys when he said, I don't think it's a matter of bad or good. I don't think it's a matter of this or that, right or wrong. I think it's a matter of good and evil. We went into a whole different level of whatever this was. There was nothing entertaining about this. I tried, Jiggy. You put me in the corner and painted me with these fellas who are, for God's sakes, what's with these guys? And I tried to, remember I had to tell them, it's not electoral college.
It's electoral.
I know. And then he made fun. And then the next time he said it, he went, oh, excuse me, electoral. These guys hated me from the beginning.
I know, but it was so fun.
And listen to me. And I was trying my darndest to get them to explain some things, okay, and not be as frivolous as this campaign had been, okay, in terms of I'm trying to nail them down. If you say it's rigged, let's hear how. And, you know, I got the – they did not want anyone who wasn't as serious as they were about this thing and as – and it's like, you know – and I'm there, and there's nobody to say, hey, Frank, you know, how about this? Two politicians walk into a bar. There was no way to make this entertaining, but you know, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you something, Jiggs. Here's why I stayed, okay? Because a weaker man would have left, okay, and just went and said, screw you guys. As I did when you hooked me up with that TalkX radio. What was that? Remember that thing?
The Ed Till guy.
Yeah. I left.
He's talking to nobody right now in a room out there in Florida. Yeah, he's pretty much.
I'll talk to anybody who has any expression, anything, whatever they what their deal might be. I'll talk to them. Okay, and that guy, when I left that guy, because he would not let me for a second say anything.
God, he wouldn't,
unless he put me down. Now the thing I didn't like, and I don't know, I imagine you're not. I don't want to say bright enough.
No,
because you're just I don't think you realized what these guys, how intense these guys might be.
See, this is the thing, and this kind of brings me to a point that I've been having fun all day on the Facebook, as they say, with a few people. I've been trolling a few people on social media today, and they have not enjoyed the trolling. There was some guy who posted a message earlier today about how, well, he had seen some little girl who hung herself live on Facebook, and he was just all depressed about it. And there was all these people that went in and were like, oh, I pray for her. You know, all the people that are always upset when celebrities die. And so I went in and they made some comment about how this girl had hung herself and she'd done it she'd been hanging there for 42 minutes. And I said something about, wow, she hung around that long. Now, of course, everybody was like, oh my God, I can't believe you said that. I'm like, oh my God, calm down. So you're right. These people were very, very serious on election night about basically, when you think about it, nothing.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely not. These guys have turned into those radio guys who have taken over talk radio because anybody who has a life is not spending their life listening to talk radio. That's why, you know, what's going on there, you know? And I could give you opinions and what have you, but I think the most disappointing, Mr. Jaguar, was the fact that you stood there like a guy just trying not to get under anybody's skin, and you said, get on the Trump train! Hey! Get going! And it sounded like you also you joined the majority. The majority was them and Jiggy's. And Jiggy said, I'm going where these guys are going. And I stayed on that show only because I wanted to be a bigger person. And also because I promised you I would come and do that show. And every time I tried to participate, those sons of bitches, and I don't care about their America. I don't care about their conspiracies. I don't care what the fuck they do in their lives or on their shows. Okay. But this is radio. There was only so much news. We could have listened and watched any number of, pieces of coverage. Okay,
I tried on several occasions to get things going to where we would talk about house races and different things, and they would go right back to Trump. And
well,
several times, well, you're like, I know what you're trying to do, and I get it.
Yeah, I stayed on without being able to say anything unless I wanted to be harassed. It's because they said, like, look, this guy's a liberal, so that's it. He's gonna ask us about, he doesn't know, they know. You know, I hate anybody. Hate is a good word, I'll use it too. I hate anybody who says they know something. John Matthews will tell you this too, cause we've been, you know, we gotta really settle waters when he comes on, but I know where he's coming from, okay? But these guys, and I could see them too, oh, that made me even sicker. And, so I just gotta say, I think you let that one get away from you, Mr. It had nothing to do with the election or anything. I think you let that one.
That's fine. I think it's fantastic.
I think I deserve a public.
I am bringing
it up, and I deserve an apology because after all we've done, after all of this has gone on and stuff, these Clyde barrels that you put on here.
Clyde barrels.
These Clyde barrels come on, and they're like, what do you know, Frank? You're one of them. Oh, look, we're going to get more electoral votes. If we sweep the wall, the blue wall, then you will be stepped on like a bug, you stinking. I mean, it's like, what? They didn't say that. But all their attitude was that. And it wasn't like, oh, Frank, we have, you know, we've heard, they just sat there like the almighty, the almighty Goombas. Well, you know what? I want to say this, but fuck them all, okay? Because, all right, please, please play this for them. And that has nothing at all to do with their broadcasting skills or anything they do or their history. Okay. It has to do with that monolithic, that thing, that their obsession. Okay. Their obsession. Yep. And, yep. So I'm, you know, only mad at you for not saying, hey, this is Frank Catolo. Hey. Give him a couple of minutes or give him something to talk about. No, just, oh, no, look, I think we just got 3 more electoral votes. Listen, oh, you'll see. They said things like, oh, you'll see, Frank. Like, it's like what? I'll see. You know, I'll find out where you parked and I'll show you what it's all about. God damn, who expected that crap? I didn't expect it even.
I didn't expect it either, but I will have to say that one of my favorite moments of the night.
Yeah.
Was when it was you, me, and Barry Farmer talking about, and he was just so happy.
Do you?
And one.
Okay, well, and you know, there's the perfect example, okay, of somebody who not only knew how to express himself, but knew that he was talking to whoever he was talking to, he was not going to belittle because of whatever. Okay. And Barry Farber and those professionals, they never have been like that when they're talking to anybody. You know, Barry and I go way back, but, you know, and I have total respect for him as a broadcaster. I don't care what he thinks about. I didn't care that he was happy and this, that, and the other thing. And when he was on my show, we had a couple of laughs about the whole thing, you know, but those guys. Okay.
I believe the technical term is vitriolic.
Clyde Barrels. That's it. I've said my piece. It's, you're here on Cthulhu Chronicles. You heard it live. That was, I don't often do that, but man, that was, you know, that's the, and I'll give you, that's the reason, you know, when the Dez came back.
Jesus.
Do you remember when he tried to come back?
Yes.
And he put me on some show that he was trying to do with this other guy. I don't know who this other guy. Who was that other guy who always hung out at his show?
I don't have a clue.
Remember that? There was another guy. He knew you. They all know you. He knew you. He's another one of those. Oh, anyway, they did what that Talk Radio X guy did. You know, they put me up there. And I'm like Guy Fawkes. You know, they put me up. And they... Yeah, and they start slamming me. That's why, you know, I'm not here for that. And, you know, the Dez came back a couple, he didn't hear from me, and suddenly he was unfriended everywhere. Because I mean, I don't need that crap. And especially him, because he was just looking for another personality to be and get into the stream, right?
Oh, yeah. That's what it was.
So, you know, I'm a conservative, guy. Get those. Those Democrat blue balls, and I'll put my arse on it. And it's like, get the hell out of here, you know?
So, well, you know what I think is funny, and this this doesn't really have anything to do with anything that we'll talk about at some point during this evening. Mm-hmm. But Art Bell is suing Michael Savage because
I heard that.
Did you hear about this?
I heard about it, and I said, this is absurd. This is so absurd. What did he do again?
Well, I guess Savage got on the air one day and he says, you can't discuss aliens. You can't discuss aliens or conspiracies, because then you end up out of the business, yeah, out of radio, and then you end up living in Vietnam, marrying a 13-year-old hooker.
Oh, boy, there you go. That was it right there, wasn't it?
Yeah. And so Art Bell just went insane.
Yeah, but did he use his name?
No, he didn't use his name.
Well, then it doesn't matter. Then he has no case. He has no case.
He said, for the people that know anything about the radio business, you'll know who I'm talking about.
Wow.
So, like, everybody in the brother's like, yeah, I guess I know who he's talking about.
And you know that, you know how I feel about Art Bell. He, you know, he was a watered down Long John Neville. You know, when you have somebody, and I'm not saying this because I did this, I just happened to be put into these specific positions in my life, okay? But when people know things, and I guess maybe it's age too, but because the generation that knows Art Bell has no, they don't know Neville, and they don't, you know, they don't go back in radio that far. So I'm surprised those guys who were on your, on the election show, I'm surprised they knew Barry Farber.
Well, that too.
Yeah, you know? So, and they certainly didn't learn anything from them, but let's move on.
No, let's actually move on and talk about what we usually talk about, which is the changing face of media. And boy, oh boy, is the world, you know, I talk about on my show every once in a while, I talk about these radio jobs that I apply for in this country. Uh-huh. and these people who, you know, I love radio. I love that part of it. But the business of radio, I can't wait for it to burn to the ground, and I'm going to be the first one there with marshmallows.
Oh, wow. That's
the business of radio, I cannot stand.
Yeah, well, yeah.
The other day I had a guy who I'd sent a resume to, and he calls me up. He's calling me from LaSalle, Illinois, wherever that is.
Well, that sounds familiar.
And he's calling me up, so and what? I don't know if he was slapping his lips together or if he was if he had gum. Uh-huh. I don't know. He calls me up and he goes, "This James Bond, how you doing?" And all this.
A morning zoo guy.
I don't know if he was a morning zoo guy. I don't know what it was, but he calls me up. I think he was trying to big league me, and he was like, "Well, I got a bunch of resumes in front of me," and he goes, "Tell me who James Lowe is." And so I kind of told him a little bit, then in the middle of me telling him, he goes, "Well, you're going to have to calm down because I got to know if you've got 5 or 6 minutes to talk here." And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Oh, okay." Well, then he asked me about different things, and then he said that him and his GM were going to call me on Wednesday, and they wanted to know if I use Skype. And I said, "Yes, I've used Skype." And they go, "Well, have you used FaceTime?" And I said, "Yes, I've used FaceTime." And
what?
They go, "Well,
FaceTime? What's that?"
It's the video calling thing from if you have an iPhone.
Oh, okay. It's a phone thing. Okay.
People can call that way. And I said, give me a call. And he goes, okay, well, FaceTime's good for us. So we'll call you 10 a.m. your time. And I'm like, 10 a.m. my time is 10 a.m. your time. It's the same time zone.
Wow.
So then on Wednesday, he didn't call me. And he called me late. Called me at 10:30 instead of 10.
Mm.
And I was busy doing something else. I didn't bother. And the thing was that I'd already made the decision I didn't want to go there anyway.
Right.
So, but it's just the radio industry.
Hey, why does it? Wait a second. Stop there because there's a topic there inside of a topic. Why does anybody have to go anywhere anymore? You could do a show from anywhere.
You can do this from anywhere.
Where do you know much about the satellite? About that how those people don't go. There's so many people on there, right?
God, I watched.
How do they get on? Where do they broadcast?
I watched a movie on Hulu or Netflix, one of the two, the other night, called Mad as Hell, and it was the story of the Young Turks, the internet news people,
mm-hmm.
And they were talking about the fact that they had struck a deal early on in their careers with Sirius XM, and they'd got on Sirius. And they were doing it out of their own house.
Yeah.
And then finally, Sirius gave them enough money to where they could rent a studio and go up and basically go uptown. And I'm like, okay, now the myth of satellite radio is completely dead for me. If they're just giving checks to people that are hanging out in their house.
So they pay people to, you know, I see things I don't understand why it's on unless it's because cars now are equipped with it, correct? When you buy new cars?
Well, you know what I think is funny is that the cars, earlier today, Dublin? Announced that next year when they make the new cars, they're getting rid of FM radio.
Really?
And I'm like, the days are coming.
Well, we remember when we talked about there being internet radio on the...
Norway, that's what it is. Norway.
Norway.
They will cut off FM radio and switch to digital next year in all the new cars.
What is going to happen to frequency modulation and amplitude modulation? It'll still be there.
Be there. And I think what will happen is you'll have the little mom-and-pop radio stations and you'll have the little local stations that are still going to be on there. These people that have these things called full service formats, mm-hmm. which I just don't understand at all. But you'll have your community access type radio stations and things like that. But at some point, you know, iHeartRadio and these guys, and it's going to happen either this year or next year.
Well, those iHearts and those guys, are they making money on this crap? What? I mean, I understand that when you syndicate the shows like, you know, like the talk shows or the Hannitys and the Bannon and those guys, when you syndicate that, they get that for nothing. And then those guys get their sponsors and they get their little donut holes and stuff. But you know, how could they be making enough? Well, I mean, there's no staff at these places anyway, a station. So is that why they're making it? I mean, I don't know how this works anymore.
What I think is funny about the radio business, and I love beating the shit out of the radio business.
Yeah, well, it's doing a good job on its own, you know?
Well, that too. iHeartRadio, for instance, there's a gentleman I know of in Wichita, Kansas, and he is the engineer and, you know, guru, I guess, for iHeartRadio. But because iHeartRadio has fired so many people and have gotten rid of so many people, he is the head engineer for three states. He pretty much spends most of his time traveling because he's got to be in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Nebraska. He's the engineer. He's the only engineer because they fired everyone else. They have these buildings where they have the ability to have 100-person staff, but they have a secretary and a sales guy.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
It's the weirdest thing in the world. iHeartRadio last year, they took all their they needed an influx of cash. So what they did is they rounded up all their towers and they sold them to a company. And then this company went ahead and leased them back to them.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay, so you sold your towers to a company so then you could turn around and rent them back from that company. That's a little weird. It's a weird deal. I read a thing earlier today that SoundCloud's running out of money. SoundCloud might be done here pretty soon. And I'm like, so it's like, it's not just the radio industry that's in trouble.
Well, this doesn't surprise you, does it? I mean, you may be dismayed, but you realize where this was. You realize the Hallelujah Trail was leaving a lot of, there was a lot of collateral damage.
Damage, yes, indeed. Yeah. You know, one thing that I love about, and I think, I don't know if we talked about this last year, but, one of the big stories at the, towards the end of last year, as far as radio goes, which just boggles my mind, something terrible. And I've talked about it on my show. I've talked about it on several shows. NPR, your buddies.
Yeah, those guys.
They created an app shortly, I don't know, middle of last year. They have a thing called NPR One. And it has the ability to stream NPR stations. It has the ability to download podcasts. You can listen to podcasts in their app. Everything you can do inside of their app. And they put this out there. And they started because of the fact that, and this is going to get a little political again, so here we go.
Go ahead.
Because of the fact that all the young people who have grown up, with the George W. Bush administration and with the Clintons and with, you know, Obama and everybody, they're not real happy with the fact that the rich keep getting richer and the poor keep getting poorer. And they've got these, you know, college degrees that are worthless because they come out of college and they've got mountains of student loan debt they can't pay off and, you know, all these different things. So they're starting to go and become more friends of what an NPR political scene would look like. So millions of these millennials are downloading this NPR app and they love the NPR app. And NPR then put out a statement where they're like, you know, we're done with this stuff. We're not going to promote podcasts on the air. We're not going to promote our own app. You need to send people to the NPR stations and we're not going to do this. Well, part of the reason was that the people that are the head of the NPR stations are all old school radio people. Who are, you know, into this, well, radio's the king, and forget about this internet stuff, and forget about...
What?
This app. Well, then, towards the end of the year, NPR signs a deal with iHeartRadio to put all their stations on iHeartRadio.
Now, when you say all their stations, you don't mean the there's a main feed, right, network? Feed,
yes, there's
and then there's a local
there's local stations. And so what they essentially did was they signed a deal where they were going to pay iHeartRadio to get their stations on iHeartRadio.
Really?
And then get space on iHeartRadio's website so they could do, you know, banner ads and advertising trades and all these things. And I'm like, why are you doing that? You have your own app.
Yeah, and the
business of radio is just weird.
And the phone, I mean, radio was going into the toilet anyway. And then when the phone stuff came along, when the phones came along and the apps on the phones came along, I mean, iPods didn't do the damage that the phones have done.
Yes, phones have done just... amazing things to the radio industry. Tune in. There's all these services that you can listen to a radio station in Florida if you're living in, you know, Milwaukee or whatever. That's how, for instance, with iHeart, how that's exposed the fact that you can get on iHeart and you can type in Rush Limbaugh and it pulls up 60 stations all over the country. Mm-hmm. And Rush is on in every town, and it's like, there's a little bit of a problem here.
It's also very sad.
Yes, it's very, very sad.
But, you know, nothing lasts forever. This is Cotolo Chronicles, the Jigster, Jiggy Jaguar, is on with us, and you could go to his magnificent website and try to figure out how to what's on there by going to JiggyJaguar.com. That's Jag, not Jaguar. A lot of people write, you know, they put in the name and they go Jiggy Jaguar, J-A-G-W-I-R-E, and they get nothing, get a 404. No, nobody even knows what that is anymore. But, so it's Jaguar as in the creature, the yes. cat of the cat family.
And yes, indeed.
And Jiggy is on, now you're on daily now, afternoons, or what?
I am on daily on a place called Red Nation Radio.
Oh, gosh, you're on Red Nation. You know, I told John, I told John Matthews, I went, you know, I said, the Red, I said, that's you know, connotating Reds, that's the communist. I know you mean, I know it doesn't mean that.
I know that's what they don't want it to mean, but yeah.
Because I mean, that would be the other side. Wouldn't those be the socialists, the leftists? Those wouldn't be the rightists and the reddest, the reddest. What Reddit. So you're on that station doing it. Why? Why would they want you?
I don't know why they would want me.
Well, what do you do on there? Do you do stuff that is related to your friends there? Ed McBonehead and the other one or whatever?
Ed McBonehead.
I don't know who these guys.
That's up like a pro wrestler. Like
yeah, does it?
Ed McBonehead.
You know, those guys. Those
Ed McBonehead.
Those guys who are probably right now are sitting around with a beer and going, I don't believe the intelligence either. I have the very name, the very word, intelligence. Is blue anyway, but go ahead.
It's all about messaging. I was having this conversation the other day with somebody about messaging and about the fact that you know, whether it's right, left, center, whatever, yeah. as long as you get the messaging down, you can do whatever you want.
And the Red Star, what is it?
Red Nation Radio.
Yeah, Red Nation. Well, they'd never have me.
No, they wouldn't. Well, who knows? Maybe they would.
Well, why? Why would they have me? I mean, that's why I'm asking you, because I'm saying like, well, so you're on Red State in the afternoon when there's a, when you're on Facebook or whatever, and I don't go on Facebook a lot anymore. That's why you don't see stuff. But you, you do the camera too, right?
I do Facebook Live. We actually, what we did is my, fiance. Yes, my fiance. She was my girlfriend last year. Now she's my fiance.
Oh, very good. And congratulations to you.
She is
not
she,
to her.
she built this yeah. thing called the Brit Stick. Mm-hmm. And this was based upon our journey to the Adult Video News Awards last year, where I had 55 tripods and 25 selfie sticks. She decided when we got back, we're done with that. So she built this stick that allows us to have a tablet for Periscope, mm-hmm. a phone for Facebook. I can stream on Ustream, which is also via my app. We also have the ability to go on Instagram. We have all these different things. Then we have lights, and I have like a little deal where I can have prep for a tablet. And it's a complicated looking thing, but. We do lots of live video. We do all sorts of live video.
Okay.
I'll use Facebook. I'll use Periscope. I'll use YouTube.
Well, you know, wait a second though. What you're doing, and I know why you're doing it. You want to get optimize your audience and get as many people as possibly can because there are all these different, venues to broadcast. But aren't you actually doing exactly what we're screaming about people doing? You're not doing radio, right?
Well,
I mean, you're putting a thing on there and you're going like, now you can see me here. And if you go to this one, you can go there and you can, and it's like, there's another talking head. But you do play videos. That's okay. But, that's not radio.
Well, hold on. Now.
Okay.
You bring up an interesting point here with this Facebook. I don't know if you've heard, but Facebook is trying to move into the talk radio and podcasting world.
I only heard stuff that went on during the campaign when they were trying to do Trump radio. And then when people – I didn't even know that you could broadcast on Facebook until
– They're trying to do this thing called Facebook Live Audio, which is a complement to its Facebook Live video streaming service. It's basically going to bring audio-first content like podcasts and things, to a news feed and provide a low bandwidth, real-time broadcasting option to publishers in a low connectivity area. They are testing it with the BBC World Service and the Britain Conversation Radio. And then they're eventually going to roll this out to folks. And what this is based upon is that Facebook signed a big deal with everybody, all these different celebrities last year. And they wanted to take on YouTube, and they wanted to be the video people. Well, they went out and they got a bunch of advertisers and they got a bunch of investors and all these things. Well, then come to find out, these celebrities who were putting videos on Facebook were not getting as much traffic as they thought they were. So now Facebook has decided, well, forget about this video stuff. We'll still do it, but we need to go after the podcast guys and the radio people because the radio industry is in shambles. These podcast guys are not organized. So that's where we're going next. Oh, that's what Facebook has decided they're going to start doing.
Well, you remember, and I've said this, and people come up to me and they say, Frank, I remember a long time ago, a very long time ago, when you said there's the best thing and the worst thing about the internet. And I said that years ago, didn't I?
Yes.
Yes. Well, and this is what's happening. For those of you out there who didn't hear this, and we're coming up to the first hour of it, so we're just going to keep going talking here because we're the true talkers here at Cotola Chronicles. We'd said a long time ago, geez, I think it was like that. It was like just the beginning of fast, you know, of speed. Beginning of speed. You know what I'm talking about. The fast, what's it called? High speed, low speed, you know.
High speed internet, yeah. Yes.
And I said, the best thing about the internet is that anybody can take part and do things on it. You could have your own show. You could have your own page. You can write your own things. You could be a writer or a star, whatever. And the worst thing about the internet is that anybody can partake in it. And they can have their own show and they can have their own thing. And that's what happened. Now that a lot of people from those days have fallen by the wayside. Look at what happened to podcasting, right?
Oh my God.
You remember when there were all those pages? Put your podcast up.
I love the people who had the podcast. I love the people who showed up and, they do one episode and they weren't a millionaire and rich overnight. So
yeah.
They gave.
And they took so much time. People. Produced the stuff, and they all looked for a little niche and a little thing to do, and it all grew sour very quickly. But still, for a while, it was the thing. They actually had charts. Remember, number one podcast is, remember that?
Oh, I remember all those charts. I tried every which way possible to try to make my way to number one.
They're all gone. There are still sites that I don't know what they do. And then the guys came in and said, you want to do a podcast? We'll show you how to do it by $53 a minute. We'll be able to set you up, you know, that junk.
Oh yes. And they're still around. There's still these guys that are still, you know,
so
doing all that crap.
So when the podcast died, there were more people because another generation was coming up there and they just went right into it also. So now what you're talking about is more people who are not professionals and maybe have never been are doing things. Is that
I did a deal which, you know, I like to take credit for this because I don't think anybody was doing this, at least in my circle of people before this. But last year when we went to the Adult Video News Awards in Las Vegas, I did these little travel updates where when we would stop to get gas or Bob Hunter had to stop to use the bathroom, whatever. I would do these live video updates.
Right.
And I would do them on Facebook. And we were getting a ton of people watching these videos and making comments and different things.
Yeah, no, well that go ahead, Mark, there's more.
Everybody, their brother started doing this.
Well, that was good. So you caught on to something and you did it. The point is that those people probably didn't follow you, I mean, to the place. I mean, just doing the that's a selected audience.
Well,
and most of that audience don't want to even admit they're the audience, right?
Well, And a lot of people were watching them because it was kind of like I was taking them along for the ride.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing. Yeah. And you said everybody who does it now, everybody started doing it.
Well, now you see every idiot in the world doing a video.
Well, that's what happens.
And that brings me to the master of the Segway strikes again, Mr. Cotolo.
Yes.
Brings me to our what I was going to have this Chris Kubi guy on with us for, and he of course is vanished. He's nowhere to be found.
Really.
But one of the things that is happening in television is getting its ass kicked.
Yes.
They're getting their butts kicked by the internet. And it's everybody from the Young Turks to Alex Jones to, you know, the people are watching YouTube. For instance, with me, I haven't had cable in 10 years, maybe 5-10 years. I watch YouTube. That's what I watch.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're starting to see these people who are, And the election, I hate to go back to the election, but the election really underscored the fact that TV, it's getting its ass kicked by radio, or not, well, I wish, by the internet.
Right.
You look.
You there? Hello?
Yes.
Okay,
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I lost you there for a second. You're probably using that fantastic equipment you've always had.
That's right. Fox News.
Yes.
Their average viewer age.
Go ahead.
Is 63.
See? 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 And
young people are going to the internet. They're going to YouTube. They're going to these places.
Of course.
Well, what has happened is the folks like, and I always have to, you know, every year I always have to bring up different names and then I use them throughout your show. And nobody knows a lot of times who these people are. Last year it was Tom Ligas. This year it's going to be the Young Turks.
Why don't I know anything about them? Ligas is almost from my era, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, so, Ligas is a radio guy.
Yeah.
And Ligas is another one of these guys that has no use for video. There's people that constantly get a hold of him that are like, how come you don't do video? And he's like, because it's radio.
And he's still a local mostly, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So who are these Young Turk guys? Who are they?
Okay. The young Turks are a series of people. They're headed up by this Turkish guy named Cenk Uygur, who basically he did a cable access show, and then he eventually moved into doing a show for Sirius, and then Sirius was going to re-sign them and give them a boatload of money, but they had started pioneering to do live video on the internet. And Sirius got a hold of them. They were like, you know, we love your show. It gets really good numbers. We love what you guys are doing, but you can't do live video if you re-sign with us.
Uh-huh.
So they basically said, well, we'll see you later. So they went to YouTube full time. They created a members section for their website. They had different people pay for their, you know, their content, and they'd get exclusive content, things like this. And eventually it worked up to where this Cenk guy ended up getting a spot on MSNBC and started filling in for folks. Well, then he didn't exactly.
Oh, wait a second. Young Turks. Wait a second. Yeah. Wasn't there when Al Gore's station, was that his station was on?
They were on there, yes.
Okay, I know them. Now I know.
Left MSNBC and ended up on Current.
Okay.
Al Gore. And then Al Gore, of course, sold Current to Al Jazeera, and they left there and they do their own thing online now.
Like Keith Olbermann, as he wound up online.
He's on with GQ now.
That's GQ. How is anybody making any money?
Well,
go finish your story first. So what?
Well, see with the Young Turks, their whole thing is that they get member fees, that they have people pay for extra content and different things. They've done, they wanted to do a new studio at one point, so they did a crowdfunding deal and raised like $10,000 off crowdfunding so they could do their new studio. They make their, YouTube is their home. That's pretty much where they are. They make money off YouTube ads and all these things. But that's the point of this, is that young people are watching stuff like the Young Turks or I'm a big Alex Jones fan. I know people think he's just insane, which he is. But
you do, but you like Alex Jones, the radio.
I love Alex Jones.
You like his act.
I like his act.
Yeah, I understand that because I've done all these shows about Robert Tilton. I mean, they're just good broadcasters, and they know they're phonies.
Yeah. Oh, they're giant phonies. You know, he gets on there and he's like, "Well, you got to get the super male vitality."
Sure,
you know?
he's got his.
It's a shtick.
Miracle water.
Exactly. But see, this is the thing: is that television is losing its edge to the internet. So you've got the liberal progressives that are into the Young Turks. You've got the, you know, crazy conspiracy guys that are into the, you know, the Alex Joneses and people like that. Well. So what's happened? How does television counter all this? Well, television is starting to, they have decided that YouTube is the place to go. Several months ago, I started, you know, I watch a lot of YouTube stuff on my.
Yeah. They're on your, on the equipment that just cuts you out like that?
Yes, that's right.
What is, are you doing something else? Are you talking to someone? What are you, on another show while you're?
No, I've got
what
you,
is that?
And I'm looking at you, and that's the way things are.
You're looking at me? What is that? Why does it, okay, tank there for.
I don't know.
Go ahead. I know.
I had somebody one time tell me, oh, this is just what Jiggy does. His equipment never works.
Well, it does. It sounds good though. When you're on, it sounds good. So go ahead. So now you did what?
But like I was saying with YouTube, if you watch on the YouTube app on your phone, you know, you get your subscriptions to things that you subscribe to on YouTube. But now all of a sudden they're starting to put in suggested videos that you should watch.
So they're accumulating data from the people and
exactly,
what they like. Yeah, okay.
All from places like NBC. Here's the Saturday Night Live clips.
Yeah, because they need demographics. Remember in the beginning when this, and I keep talking about the beginning in the, you know, in the caveman days, we couldn't prove who was listening. We had no demographics, right?
Yeah.
And this is how they figured out how to do it. These are the, you know what they probably did? These are the same guys who know so much about the HTML and all the codes and everything that they, you know, they can actually hack. I mean, there's a lot of guys who know how to do all this stuff. We don't do it. But those super smart guys, and these are the guys getting work. And you'll wonder why the, you know, there's no jobs out there. And what would you rather be? I ask my election program partners, what do you want to be? A coal miner? or do you want to be a code miner? That's what we can call them, right? A code miner? You know, it's like, that part of the country, because you're talking about the whole new audience, and that is not what solved the election. That didn't do that. It wasn't the new country. It was the old country. The old country is dying. And
part of that was the fact that the people that wanted to vote for Bernie Sanders instead of Hillary Clinton decided, well, when Hillary got forced down our throat, we just stay home.
But I'm saying that there were so many.
I don't know what happened there.
All right, well, I don't want to even go discuss that.
But what I was saying there with this whole thing with YouTube, the fact that they're starting to, you know, you're watching a video on comedy, and all of a sudden a little bit later on, oh, here's the Saturday Night Live clip. You need to watch that.
Right.
And there's all these things. Well, what fairly recently has happened to the world of YouTube, and everybody, I guess, is starting to do, when you were talking about video earlier, people are starting to do these things called video blogs. They're starting to do vlogs is what they call them.
Yeah, vlogs. That's been done a lot. That's been around a while.
And one of the guys that has been this big blogger is this guy named Casey Neistat. And Casey Neistat used to have a show, I guess, on HBO, and then he ended up not having a show on HBO. I don't know. And he started doing these videos on YouTube. Uh-huh. And essentially what he would do is he would put up these blogs, and they usually were, they're little mini movies. They're about 10 minutes long, and they're all edited within a 24-hour period. I don't know how the hell he does it, but he does. And these things look amazing. He's got drone footage. He's got all sorts of different things. Well, fairly recently, he created this thing. He created an app about, well, I don't know, about a year ago called Beam or Beamy or something. I don't know. Uh-huh. And it's supposed to be like Instagram or Snapchat where, you know, you can take pictures and then share them on this thing. But people are going to use Instagram and Snapchat and not this Beam deal. So Beam didn't really go anywhere, but this Casey has like this Beam.
There he goes.
Full.
Man, I lost some zeros.
I'm back?
Yeah, you're back. I'm losing you here. Wait, you're talking about, who are you talking about now? These are still the Young Turks now we're talking about?
No, we're talking about Casey Neistat.
Oh, now Casey Neistat.
Yes.
Who?
Nightstaff.
Nightstick. Casey Dudley Dudley Nightshade. For all of you listening here, let me just mention for all of you after this show, of course, Tom Savino and Savino Veritas will be on the air. Why isn't, is KJAG running Savino? You should be.
Well, last I knew it was.
Huh?
Last I knew it was.
Oh, okay, good. Tom Savino is live for you people on SRN and for you people listening live on other stations. I hope he follows there too, but we'll have him on. Go ahead. Go ahead. It's getting coagulated.
Yes. Well, I was talking about this Casey Neistat.
Yeah. What about him?
He makes these blogs that look like movies. And they're really cool, and they get a lot of views, and people just love the crap out of these things on YouTube.
Okay.
Well, that fairly recently he announced that, he was going to focus more on his Beam thing, that he this app that he created. And he was kind of getting bored with blogs and all this stuff. Well, then it was announced that CNN had bought Beam, and in a roundabout way, CNN had bought Casey Neistat. And what they basically did was, I'm sure him being a businessman, he's like, well, you know, you want me, but you got to buy this app and you got to hire all the people that are on the app and all the stuff. Well, CNN immediately did, and then they shut the app down because they didn't want the app. They wanted him.
Yeah.
So what's happened is that they look at this guy as, oh, my God, he's got all these millennials and young people watching him. Uh-huh. So we need to hire this guy so he can help us get into the YouTube space, as they call it.
Okay.
And so that's what's basically happening is CNN and all these people are starting to come to YouTube and to the internet, and they're like, well, we got to figure out a way to infiltrate this place. Mm. And so that's CNN's thing is, well, we're going to create this, you know, we want to have a presence on YouTube, but we don't want to build it ourselves. We'll just go hire this Casey Neistat guy, and he'll go do it.
Well, that's what, you know, a lot of kids who have grown up with this technology are looking for things to do. I don't know, and I got involved with, involved is a weird way to put it, but I mean, I wound up having a lot of younger friends and finding out, like, what was going on with them, because I pretty much hate my generation, and as you know, and... And when they show up on election shows, they're my generation. And
My God.
It's just the same old, you know, it's like, oh, my God, you guys, you people. Anyway, and I know, and they all say almost the same thing, you know, which is like they want to get some, I want to be a graphic designer or something like that. I mean, you know, it's, you know, none of them say, you know, there's not many plumbers anymore. And I think I'll be a plumber.
Not many plumbers anymore.
So then what happens, this is weird, what happens is the plumbing has to go digital. You know, this is what happened. All these things have to go digital, and then the people who will take care of them are people who know digital, not necessarily all about the things they need to know. See? Right? I'll bet you there are airline pilots who are more, they could never take up a prop. They can never get it flying because basically they know how to use the new digital stuff.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So the more things become digital, the more we lose the people who could do things with moving parts. And because we lose the people who do things with moving parts, the things they have to do become digital. And then we find there will be people to do that, because that's really why they're the job thing. You know, this is why there are kids living at home. Well, you know, I mean, with parents and stuff like growing up and going to school looking, you know, they don't want to be you're right. I mean, there's got to be a shortage of everything, professionals now, don't there? And the family thing still runs. So, there's obviously, you know, look at the farm industry. I'm surrounded by farmland, and none of the people who are now third generation want anything to do with the farm. So what are the, you know, so, right? You know, the politics of this is stupid, because, you know, you can't bring back 1953. It's over. It's done. See, no matter what they do. And the last hurrah is here. My name is Frank Atoll. I'm the man whose name adorns the title of the show. Jiggy Jaguar is with me here as we go into the last quadrant of this. I think it's a quadrant. I don't know. 45 minutes is what, two quadrants or three quadrants? I don't know. As we go into the show, and then, of course, Tom Savino will be here for you live people, you dead people. You know where to go in the afternoon. JiggyJaguar.com. Is he there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's weird. Well, I never know when you stop talking. You
broadcast excellence.
I want to say that while I do this little commercial spot for me, I do want to say that this is your penance, by the way, for treating me as you did on election night.
On election night.
I'm going to be sending you ad copy. And you're going to do some things that could plug in.
That would be awesome. I love to produce spots.
Okay. I'm going to send them. These are from my books, and you're not just going to play them. I'm not just going to play them. You're going to play them on that big KJAG thing of yours. Okay.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. You send me the copy. I'll make some spots, and we'll,
okay.
We'll jump off and do the bad thing, whatever that means.
Whatever I'm going to send you. And what I mean is I'll send you a couple of them, because you do 15s and 30s is fine. You know, you don't have to go gigantic with
this. That would be great. I would love to do production.
And then we'll send them out to everywhere we know. And maybe I get, you know, my royalty checks go up a little bit, because the books are doing better than almost anything I've ever put on the internet except the show. But I've never had...
Oh my God.
Never had a commercial on this show. I mean, when I was not, you know, connected. I mean, as an unconnected person. Remember, I was completely out of this crap until the Waskowitzes came along. But, so anyway, that's what we're going to do. And everybody else knows where to go and get the books. Go to Amazon, go to Blurb, and go to, Lulu. And wait for announcements of new things coming up. Okay. So now back to Jiggy, who's, Jiggy's still, so you're on every day.
I'm on Monday through Friday with the, with the daily political type talk show.
Now, wait a second. What do you do? What do you do political type? So you have political guys on?
I have political guys on, but here's the thing.
And they have to go that way, right?
Well, here's the deal. Yeah. I don't have any use for, right or left. I don't have any use for
you don't know the difference between right and left.
Because I think they're all scamming us. And so what I love to do is have on right wing people and talk to them in a progressive way, or talk to progressives in a right wing way. And it's just such a,
I know. You want to be the radio host who's just the host. You want to be the game show host, right?
No allegiance to any of that stuff. I just want to do what I want to do. You know, I think that, you know, if you want to talk about Trump, I think that Trump is going
to
do some.
I don't want to talk about Trump. Here's what I want to talk about radio. Listen, here's the deal. The deal is that when you, how do they go, this red state, what is it? Red wire?
Red Nation Radio.
Yeah, Red Nation. This is what's amazing to me. And that is that one show after another does the same thing, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, exactly. And the AM stations. in the AM, what?
It's like AM, FM radio. Yeah. You know, you got Rush, then you got Savage, then you got Hannity.
Well, what's the same thing? How could they do the same thing over and over again? They've killed variety. They've killed variety. They don't realize that it's show business. They picked up agendas and ran with them. And this is what's making any money, right?
See, that's the thing. And see, I come at it, like I said, a little bit differently. Wow. I look at like the situation, like with Trump, you know, I think he'll do a lot of cool stuff, but at the same time, I think he's going to do a lot of crazy crap that is going to screw this country up something terrible. But
but he's good copy, right?
He's
good
copy.
That's it. Yeah, he's good copy. Right.
That's what it was, and that's kind of how I, you know, one of the stories that I love to tell is about the time that I was on. I worked for a radio station in Wichita, Kansas. It was a conservative, you know, radio outfit. And I got on the air one day and we talked about the bus situation in Wichita, Kansas is just deplorable. And nobody can get to work and the buses never run. It's such a circus. And I told everybody, I'm like, you know, if you had this bus situation working right, people would get on the bus, they'd be able to go to work and they'd be able to pay taxes. Okay, they pulled me into the general manager or whatever, pulled me into his office later on after the show was over with, and he goes, well, our radio station reaches a 65 plus demographic.
There you go. Right. Go ahead.
And I said, yeah. And he goes, well, you know, when you talk about people getting to work to pay taxes, that's a liberal issue. And I'm like, what? How is that a liberal issue? Yeah. Well, then I end up at a station called K-Sun Radio, which is a progressive liberal station. And I made some comment and I don't even remember what it was one day, but I made a comment and they said, you know, that sounds like a conservative viewpoint. So I'm glad to know that I'm in the middle. The conservatives think I'm a Republican. They think I'm a Democrat, and the Democrats think I'm a Republican.
Well, there is something traditional about it in one sense, and that is that it is a format, right?
Yes.
So in the old days, you could, you know, if you had a country music station, you just would not be playing the Beatles, right? I mean, it's because it's a format.
Yes.
So you want to keep your audience, whoever that demographic may be. So it's really nothing different except that there is a large group of my generation, those people who are out there, and this is what they do. I mean, they've made Fox News make money. They make these stations. I don't know how they listen to all this stuff. I don't, maybe, you know, there's something psychological about it too. They want to feel connected and a part of the world, which they have left.
And they want people to preach to the choir kind of thing.
Yeah, they want to be around their types to feel comfortable and secure and know that they're okay. And that's the best way to do it. Plus the fact that they're all sellouts and they don't they're all sellouts because, you know, I mean, how many of them, they were all, you know, my generation was very hard to find anybody who was conservative. But as they grew older and as they left the great fake dream that, you know, was the 60s, they realize I gotta make a living, I gotta be, you know, and they're really resentful of their own lives. That's the audience that has created that, you know. Now, if I'd have brought anything like that up, these guys on the election night would have been saying, why are you making fun of us? Yeah, it's like, you guys, because you're old. You're all, you know, it's like you got to bring your youth with you and move on. That's the Hallelujah Trail, okay? You got to move on. And so now this has affected how many of these people are around to be able to support all these stations, all these, right? There's not.
Well, here's the thing.
Lifespans have. Go ahead. Give me the thing.
Give me the thing. They're not all supporting all these stations. These stations are just throwing stuff on to be throwing stuff on. That's like,
right.
If most talk radio stations, if they're a talk radio station, they're conservative talk or they're somewhat, you know, in that ballpark. So they have Rush at noon. They have Hannity or Savage on in the afternoon, and they have in the evening this guy named Mark Levin.
Oh, like, that's right, stay. Mark Levin. Yeah, we haven't mentioned him in a while.
As Michael Savage says, he sounds like Groucho Marx on heroin, or Groucho Marx on helium. You got Mark Levin. And then after Levin is over, you have a combination of, you know, various people that were on during the day that are now being replayed in the evening, whether it's Glenn Beck or people like that. And then overnight, you have this whole cast of characters. You have this Coast to Coast with this George Norrie guy.
He's still on, Joe?
You got 15 phone numbers that go to the same line.
Wait a second. What's that? Isn't there a Target Zero or something? Or Zero Hour? What is that?
You've got Ground Zero.
Ground Zero.
Or whatever. And then you've got, Free Talk Live. You've got... And it's all the same thing. It's all, you know, conspiracies and time traveling and all this nonsense.
How come Alex Jones isn't on a syndicated radio? What's the deal?
Alex Jones is syndicated by this thing called Genesis Communications Network. And Alex is a lot of stations will carry him if, like for instance, and we'll use just because of the demographics. There'll be a station in town that has Rush. Well, across the street, they'll have Alex Jones because they can't have Rush. Yeah. But Alex is pretty decent as far as numbers, so they'll listen to Alex Jones because there's not really – because most people are not going to be on during Rush. You know, it's just not going to happen. The people that are on during Rush are either sports shows or things like that. Nobody is on from, what is it, noon to two, I guess, Eastern, because they're not going to compete with Rush. Everybody's going to listen to Rush. They're not going to listen to this guy. Mm. Well, Alex Jones is on then. And Alex Jones, I hate to say it, but the guy's a made man now. Because Hillary and Obama and the news, they're all about, oh my God, this Alex Jones is this evil guy. Well, they've given him all sorts of publicity, so now he's a made dude. It's kind of like when Bill Clinton ran for the White House the couple times that he ran. He was all over radio and TV just yelling about Rush Limbaugh. Oh, my God, Rush Limbaugh's talking crap on me today. So they made Rush a made guy.
I told John on the – John Matthews on the air. I said, you know, you need these guys. Without a villain, you don't have anything. You're just a reverend talking.
That brings me. You are the master of the segue when it comes to
talking. Yeah, well, that's in the master. The master.
If you look at, like, for instance, cable news, during the Obama administration, you didn't have a lot of people watching MSNBC, and you didn't have a lot of people watching Current. You didn't have a lot of these people watching CNN. They were watching Fox. Because every day, Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, and them are yelling and screaming about how Obama's this, Obama's that. Okay, now that Trump's in the White House, you have all these people showing up that are the Rachel Maddows and the Keith Olbermans and all these guys yelling and screaming about, well, Donald Trump's this evil guy. And it's like they've got to have a villain to fight against. You're right. It's like professional wrestling 101. You've got to have your heels and you've got to have your faces.
It's the construct. It's the construct of all drama. Anybody learns to write or learns to produce it. It's conflict, and you've got to have conflict, or you don't have a drama. And absolutely.
You've got to have these things. And so leading up to this election, you had Rush and Savage and Hannity and all these guys who were yelling and screaming about Hillary Clinton. Right. They might have hated Hillary, but it was the greatest time in their careers.
Sure.
Because they got to spend, because I remember when Bill Clinton was in the White House, but we're like, well, that damn Hillary. And now all of a sudden, here comes Hannity and Rush and everybody, and oh my God, Hillary sucks. They gotta have a villain, Frank.
I understand that. But the thing is, and I've said this a million times, These guys want to be, you know, circus hawks. That's fine because that's what the world is all about. This is my show. This is my act. This is who I am on the radio, right? And I know my audience, so that's fine. But they're only dangerous when they believe it, you know?
Well, too.
And that's what bothers me. And that's that attitude that I couldn't even play off these kind of guys. And every time I'm on their shows, or I don't do it anymore, that for that reason, not because I'm afraid of them or I can't, you know, or they're, it's just that they don't understand this is show business. And, you know, if you're, and they're all, what are they? They're talking heads and they're hot air balloons. They don't do anything but talk. Do they do anything but talk, Jiggy?
Thing. And also.
They don't do anything. They just talk.
You have to think about the little cottage industries that they're in. Like, for instance, Glenn Beck. Oh, Glenn Beck. He was the crazy guy who was going to be on Fox.
And he's the only one who changed.
He was crazy for years. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I'm not sure if somebody called him on the phone and said, you better calm down. Or if he got a lot of power and he got afraid of that power. Because all of a sudden, then he's not talking about politics anymore. He's talking about peace and love, and we all got to hold each other's hand. And, oh, my God, it's all about change and love. So then all of a sudden.
Yeah, like we haven't heard enough of that, too, you know.
The election comes by, and he's piling on Trump.
He doesn't even do it. I mean, he's got Trump. Three guys do that show. He doesn't do 15 minutes alone, does he?
It's basically morning zoo political radio for him. And so he was all about Trump. And I don't know if Trump kicked his dog. I don't know what happened. But he hated Trump.
Yeah, because of the concern, he wanted to stay with his conservative.
Yes.
You know,
he wanted to stay with Ted Cruz and all these people. Well, then as it started to get down to Trump and Hillary, all of a sudden Beck starts jumping on the whole thing of, well, you know, we need to support Hillary. We need to support Hillary. And so he was trying to figure out a way to get back into, cause he needs a big cable news check cause he doesn't have them.
Yeah.
He doesn't have anything right now. and his television station is failing. So he placed all of his eggs in the Hillary basket. Well, then when she didn't win, he's all of a sudden, damn it, what do I got it? All of a sudden, the next day after Trump wins, he's like, well, you know, we need to come together. And if the president-elect would like some, like my advice, I'll give it to him. Yeah. I'm like, you're screwed now, buddy. So it's just the thing, like you were saying earlier, we got to have villains to fight against. We got to, you know, it's just the way it is.
But it's a sham in the sense that, and I don't mind this because I say, you know, like I say, you know, actors are actors, you know, I mean, they play who they play and they're not really those people, right?
Yeah.
But the people who listen, you know, when it's something that's socially relevant, like politics or whatever and culture, right? Then the people who listen are seriously listening. There's a reason they want to believe, just like, you know, evangelists get, just like I was talking a couple of weeks ago because I saw him again. Peter Popoff. You know Peter Popoff?
Yes.
Absolutely insane that anybody on the face of the earth in the new millennium, no less, believes this guy or gives him a penny for his miracle water. I love it, you know. Well, those kind of snake medicine salesmen, or whatever. Snake medicine, right? Isn't that it? Snake medicine?
Yeah. Snake oil salesman.
Snake oil, yeah. They're entertaining, but they make a living because people are not going there for entertainment.
Peter Popoff.
I told someone who didn't know about him, and they go like, what kind of a name is that? I said, the guy's serious, and he looks like the slimiest little guy. you know, you'd ever want. And he's not even good. You know, when I do all the stuff, or did all the stuff about Robert Tilton, it was because it was entertaining and he's a great broadcaster. And I told people, look, you want to learn something about how to broadcast? Just get a camera on you or a mic on you and talk. Listen to this guy. He's great. Not anything to do with his healing cloth or with all the junk that he came up with. You know, he knew he was phony. I knew he was phony. But he was working on people who believed, you know.
It's kind of like that, what was it, Steve Martin movie, Leap of Faith?
Yeah, that attempted to. Well, you know, you go back to Elmer Gantry. That's, you know, I know you might be still, you're too young, but for that. But in any event, in all events, and certainly in this event, this is Cthulhu Chronicles, and the Jigster Jaguar has been nice enough, like he didn't want to do it, you know, do radio at night, because he'd done radio today and then yesterday and whatever. He took the night. He didn't take the night off. He came here to Cthulhu Chronicles because at the beginning of each year, as God or the fates or whatever allows us to be here, through all these years, has done it again, and he's always the first person on my show. And then when a new year begins, he's probably sorry he came today this year.
No, I actually have right? enjoyed okay. this. We've covered a hell of a lot of topics, and I've enjoyed the election night
the editorial. Because, you know, ultimately it means nothing, but not to those guys. And, you know, I want
not to those guys.
Now, you know, John Matthews has an agenda. I told John, I said, I'm not making any comments anymore on your Facebook or anything anymore. I'm not going to, because I understand everything you're doing comes from your religious center. So what do I have nothing to contribute. And, you know, except a joke here and there. And he's got a good sense of humor, so it's fine, right? But, you know, these other people don't want to, you know, they don't, you know, they want to feel important. And some of them are as bad as their audience, who want to feel connected to something. Like, I did something. I in this movement. What movement? What movement, you know? What did you do? What are you doing? I don't know. And so people who feel they have to, you know, I feel they have to contribute, which of course, what does that mean as you get older? It means you're still important. You're still alive. You still have an identity when in fact you don't, you know, you're done. It's all, you're done, you know, and it's like, you know, you were done before when you thought, and when you were active and young, you were done under most circumstances. This is why, you know, you hear that, hey, George Michael died. And it's like, well, he wasn't my generation. I didn't know much about him. But then you find out that for all the billions the guy had, he tried to commit suicide 10, 20 times. Why?
Yes.
I was telling everybody to, every once in a while, something I think can contribute, whether it's a movie or something that would contribute as in its themes and in its metaphors and meta-themes and themophores, and that is the movie I Saw the Light with Tom Hiddleston. Yeah, is a very deep and dark biography of Hank Williams.
Oh,
yeah. Have you seen
it? Yes. I've seen it. Yes.
His performance didn't go under the radar, but the movie did, and it, you know, it tanked or what have you. But it's a wonderful movie that, you know, that really says something. This is a guy who's done at 29. 29 he was done. 29! For any number of reasons. And he didn't kill himself, all right? So imagine how people who don't peak never peak. They never peak. And they're still looking for something to hold on to as they get older. You know, so, I mean, I don't even know if I'm sounding like I'm, preaching, but I'm not. I'm just saying, that, you know, taking anything too serious. That's what this show has always been about. It's always been, you know, I never said, there's no agenda here, and, I don't even know what I do, why I do it, because it's fun. And, you know, what I get out of it is fun. You are a radio person.
Yes. Very much so.
Somewhere along the line, they, you know, and I don't think there are people. You're a dinosaur also, because who is growing up? I always tell the story about this kid in Brooklyn before I went to Hollywood. And this kid who was my mother had a friend, and the friend had a kid, and he was younger than I was. And he knew that he didn't know anything. And I wasn't even that much. I started getting into broadcasting. I remember going, hey, Frankie, you know what? I'm going to go to school and be a DJ. I'm going to, he was really excited about getting into this business. You know, and I think of that now because it's, where's anybody? There's no one left who wants to get into this business.
And you know what's funny about that, and I'll even take it back into kind of an odd television looking way of this. My old college professor, Paul Green, at Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina, Kansas, he doesn't even encourage people to do radio anymore. He'll have people who show up who want to do radio or take telecommunications classes or whatever from him, and he's like, get into TV, because radio's a dying art form.
And TV, of course, is different. The great thing about radio all these years was also this, and all those years at radio. And it's kind of like people in the city, in the urban cities back in the 50s, if you didn't have what it took to be a doctor, right? You tried to be a dentist. That was the, right? There's the next thing, you know? People who couldn't make it on television because, let's face it, television didn't want weird looking people. Didn't want, if you were fat and you'd be a huge obese, if you were obese, mm-hmm. and if you had a good voice, they'd have you off camera and they, you know, they don't want to show you, right? So it wanted
to. It's like the $1 million voice guy, you know, the homeless guy.
Right, exactly. So radio afforded, you know the old joke. I got a voice. You got the looks for radio. You know, you got a great voice and the looks for radio.
That's right.
So anybody could sit behind that microphone and be whatever the listener conjured you. They look like.
Well, and you bring up an excellent point there, and I'll take it back to like the Alex Jones stuff. If you watch Alex Jones' stuff on YouTube, mm-hmm. he's not doing radio. He might have a radio microphone in
Correct.
Front of him.
Right. Yes.
But it looks like a cable news setup.
Yes, you hit it right on the.
So it's like these guys don't even want to do radio. That's like I mentioned the thing about. My old professor Paul Green says, you know, don't get into radio. He is telling people nowadays. He is showing people how to shoot video and edit video with their phones mm-hmm. because you can do it with all these apps and everything. He's like, you don't even need a camera anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wow, how far are we? Because I remember when I bought my first video camera, I was pretty jazzed. I'm like, yes, I got a video camera. And now every idiot in the world's got it on their phone.
Yes, so. Right. It became, right. Look what happened to the camera industry. If they didn't go digital. And I mean, people are walking around with the ability. You know, I mean, wait, you know, we have, this is funny because, you know, our audience, the younger people in my audience are going like, yeah, well, like what? You know, because they know this. But everybody walking around with their phones, and the phone is a camera that's better than anything any of us could have had. And then I'm go back, you know, I go back a generation before you, if not two, because you're what, 12? But seriously.
37.
Yeah. So they're walking around with this thing that takes better pictures and it takes video, for God's sake. We never took video. We couldn't do anything. We had to take 8mm film. You'd be lucky, you know. And then if you took it, it was terrible. And then you had to wait till it got developed. It was horrible. And everyone knows, but that's all we had. So we lived and worked with it, in the analog world, in the world of moving parts, which happens to be the name of my new book. In the world of moving parts, my friend.
Well, and something that you also need to think about too, when we were talking about the television and radio industry and everything earlier, is radio. They don't have any use for the internet. They never had any use for the internet.
Right.
They should have created podcasting. You know, Kodak should have invented Snapchat and Instagram.
Hey, Vine went under.
Should have done that.
Vine went under.
Oh, yeah, that's gone.
And I remember, I only knew about these things because of the young people. And when Jeremy Long was younger, and before he went to California, and I was working with him here, working. Work. Anyway, when I was talking, work. And he'd go, let's do Vine, come over and go, let's do Vines, you know. And I said, okay, as long as I don't have to work at it, you know, it's fine with me. And they were really into it all. A lot of, you know, they got all these followers of people and they do these.
Oh, yeah. They do these little 15-second, videos. And
why exactly did that die? I didn't read anything about it. I didn't go after, but do you know, like, off the top of your head?
Well, I know that,
it's gotta be money, right? Money.
Twitter bought Vine, didn't they?
I don't know.
I always thought Vine got bought by Twitter and Twitter decided we're done with it.
Because Twitter is doing stuff?
Well, Twitter's got Periscope. They bought Periscope.
Oh,
too.
Periscope is theirs. That's another weird, everybody has their own little show. Because do people who know you and talk with you and are your friends, and God knows there's less and less of those everywhere because we all have more virtual acquaintances than anything, right? I mean, you get on Vine, you don't first call, three guys, go, hey, I'm going on Vine, man. So come on, Periscope. So get on. It's like, no, and what they'll say is, no, I'm on Periscope.
Well, you just...
I mean, you get weird people. You get different people you never knew. You don't get people you know. Right?
Well, that too. I did find some news on Vine. Apparently, Vine, Twitter will officially kill off the popular video sharing app and relaunch it as a camera app on January 17th.
You see what they... Listen to that copy. Be popular. If it's so popular, why are you getting rid of it?
Are you killing it? Twitter announced plans last year to shut down Vine and the social community within the app and replace it with Vine Camera, a camera app which will let users post similarly looping videos directly onto Twitter.
Oh, how's that working out for them? I haven't heard any.
Well, there's a guy that I have on my radio show every week. His name's Jay Izzo. I often refer to him as H to the Izzo, B to the Izzane after the Jay-Z song. Mm-hmm. And he's just one of these social media people. And he was telling me that Twitter stock is, just about done. And they might just be gone here in a year or so.
Well, maybe the president-elect will keep it going. I mean, maybe that's the kind of thing they need to get going, to keep on.
Make social media great again with Trump. There you go.
I didn't mention this on my show because I didn't want to get political, but I did a couple of weeks ago. I was talking about watching one of the history channels.
Yes.
And they had this, yet another series on Hitler.
I love it.
Yeah.
Love
and they it. Had, they had all new stuff that people hadn't seen because, color pictures, and they came from another angle, these psychologists were saying, watch him and watch how he did this, watch his hand movements and his, and then, okay. And they analyzed when he was with people, his whole deal. And, unfortunately, he believed it, but that's not the point. The point was that he kept saying, make Germany great again, And it was like on it, and it was great. He had slogans, and that was one of the slogans,
That's fantastic.
But I was saying the funniest thing about it to me was as I was watching it, television can't sit still either. A television show, they have to put other things on the left-hand corner, right? Is okay?
Oh my God, they gotta do all that, they gotta have all these loud graphics.
So I'm watching this, and I'm getting into it, so I'm like, hey, there's a show I could watch, I'll watch another thing about Hitler with a different angle, okay, fine. Because it's, he's not never-ending fascination with this guy, let's face it. So anyway, as I'm watching it, on the right-hand corner, it goes, New Hitler, Thursday at 9. New Hitler, Thursday at 9, it's like, it could be... You know, it could have been what? I don't know. New Conan? Did they do that? They do it on the other station. And that's another thing, you know, and I haven't even gone into that. The crowded, noisy, and absurd what has happened, the circus that is late night television. It's outrageous what's going on. And I'm going to say this too, because it's my show and you can comment on it. The stations that are showing the Tonight Show again every night, you know about that, right?
Oh, yes.
The Johnny Carson. And something dawned on me the other night. I was going to talk about it, and I'm going to talk about it now.
The old Johnny Carson shows. I love them.
I'll mention it now in reference to what goes on with the Jimmy Fallon thing show, Tonight Show Now, right?
That's one guy I've never watched a single episode of.
Okay, and the other ones. Everybody is on around there. Colbert is on.
Colbert.
Everybody's on. Everybody. And the thing is, watch the Carson show. Watch the monologue. Here's what they don't do anymore. They don't let anybody, any host, fail at a joke. Every single thing that they say when they do their monologue, you make sure that everybody loves it. They either goes in, it starts at a certain level. And the Tonight Show is great because they allowed him to fail and they allowed those jokes to just fizzle. And it became a wonderful part of because, you know, everything you say is just terrific. Jimmy Fallon. And look at Jimmy, right? What is he doing? He's just sitting there going, I love you. Here's another guest I love. I love this guy. And then later on, we're going to have somebody else I love. There's a love. Come on. I love you. Look, we did a little thing beforehand. Yeah, right. It's all about you and how much you love and everything. And it's like, and he's number one. But you see what I'm saying? They don't. They just sucked the realism out of all of it. Anyway, that's my late night. I could do 2 hours on that. But I could do 2 hours on anything. We're coming up to the last 10 minutes of this with Jiggy Jaguar. I'm going to let him say a bunch of things about what he's doing. Not why he's doing. He'll give you that. I'm going to run off to the bathroom here.
Just for a few minutes.
But I'm going to hand it over to you, and you're going to tell everyone, where are you? How did they get you? What about the app? Because it's like, I just say, look, listen to me. Find out where I am. If you don't listen live, then good night. That's it. You have this. You have this parade of.
Yes, I do.
So why don't you tell everyone while I go take a whiz? And I can still hear you, so don't think I'm not running away.
But when you get back, we have to talk about my Access TV show that you said you were going to rail against me on.
Okay, good. Let's do that as soon as you tell me.
But you go ahead and do what you got to do.
Here's Jiggy.
Jigmund Freud, Jignatius Jagwaya, the master debater, the cunning linguist, the admirable alliteration. if you want to get our app, you can do so by going to the Apple Store or the Droid Store and type in Jiggy Jaguar, J-I-G-G-Y-J-A-G-U-A-R, and you can download the Jiggy Jaguar app. And when you download the app, you can do social media. I have Twitter and Facebook in there. You can watch us live on Ustream. We have a 24/7 replay of a live stream of the Jiggy Jaguar show. You can listen to that on the app. We have a photo gallery. I don't know why you would want to look at photos if you've got all this video and social media stuff. But, I have news, which comes directly from our website. If you don't know who I am and you just happen to download my app, I have information on who I am exactly. Who are you exactly? And, so we've got that on there. And then, of course, each and every day, I am on the Jiggy Jaguar radio broadcast, which is, fantastic. It's an hour's worth of shenanigans and hosted by me. And then of course we have Jiggy Jag TV, which is on YouTube, and we have all sorts of different things going on over there. And then we're going to be going to the Adult Video News Awards in T-minus 2 weeks. So it will be me and my camera person, Britannia, as I call her. Her name is actually Brittany, but I like calling her Britannia.
Hell, Britannia.
Encyclopedia Britannia, that's the joke.
That's wild. This is wild stuff. It's really wild stuff.
And then I have another podcast that I do once a week.
Yes, but can we go on chat roulette and see your ass? No. So you see, you have not covered everything.
What the hell's chat roulette?
Oh, we talked about this a while back. I think it's hilarious. If it's still there, I don't know. I haven't looked in ages.
Chat roulette.
Yeah, there was always a chat roulette, and it's not just talking, I believe. Or is it video? No, it's chat. I think it's chat roulette, but it's videos. And a whole bunch of young dudes and old dudes decided they were just going to use this to, masturbate and show their asses.
Get the hell out of here.
It's
awesome.
Yeah, and it, I'm so shocked you don't know about this. Maybe it's gone now. I don't know.
Roulette. I got to look this up.
And you just happen to get somebody, I think, if it's still there. And they didn't intend it to be that. But it turned out to be that because nobody went there except these dudes who said, there's my ass and here's my penis.
Top 20 chat roulette sites. Chatroulettesites.com.
And
chat roulette.
So I'm going like, well, you haven't covered everything until you're also on chat roulette.
So, that's awesome. I got to get on chat roulette now.
Of course, would be different.
There's love roulette. There's chat bill. All sorts of things. But, well, and then I've got my
now. What about this TV thing? Come on, we got 7 minutes here.
I've got a television show I do in Salina, Kansas, once a month.
Oh, so it's just local. There's
live from Salina.
Wasn't I on one of your television shows by my talked? A while, yeah. A long time?
Yes, you were on the TV show.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And what it is we bring in Skype calls and we do all this cool stuff and then we do Facebook Live and we do all those other weird things. And it's more political based, but I just let people yell and scream at each other.
All right. Okay.
However, this next week we're going to do an episode on education. And I've got a couple teachers that I know that are going to be on. A couple people have written books.
Okay.
It'll be a cool little deal. The very first episode that we did, I had a newspaper guy, a TV person, my college professor on, a radio person.
Well, wait a second. He said wait a second. He said it's a local show. How does anybody see it?
I upload stuff to YouTube.
Of course.
Yeah. We also put it on our website at JiggyJaguar.com.
Oh, there you go.
And then we also are live on the stream at SalinaTV.info. Yes.
Wheels within wheels. As James Cagney said.
I got to get on this chat roulette. I'm looking this thing up right now.
Are they still doing that stuff? Or is it just like one? Because it's like random. You go random. Is it just one jerk after another there?
Literally.
Yeah. Is it really still that?
Literally and figuratively.
It's amazing. It's amazing. This thing, how did this go under the wire?
I don't know how this went under the wire.
It's weird. It's really weird. It's weird. And then you, of course, you can go ass backwards and you could put your machine on the video cam and you could show them and they could show you. And it's like, what? You know, I don't know. It's weird. It doesn't get any weirder than it gets in this. So now everybody knows where to find Jiggy Jaguar. This show will, I don't know. I'm still working on who is going to be on when, but of course a lot of our regulars will be on and everything. And, Jiggy, will.
What about Dr. Gary Popoli? Is he going to be on?
I hope so. I had a couple of, when I don't hear from people in a while, I get worried. I get concerned. Let's just say concerned.
I haven't heard anything out of Brock LaRobe in a hell of a long time. Is he still around?
Yeah, you know, he backed out of that election show, didn't he?
Yeah, he just disappeared.
I wonder why he backed out. I mean, not that he would have been, at least he has a sense of humor, obviously, you know that. But you know that. I don't know. I have no idea. I got to get him on again to talk about whatever. Nothing political.
He loves talking professional wrestling, and I'm talking old professional wrestling.
Yeah, because he knows Haystacks Calhoun and the whole gang when we talk about it.
He loves talking about Haystacks Calhoun. And
he's not even my generation. He's the generation before, after me. So even then, his brother is how I know him, and he's my generation. But in any event, in all events, certainly this event, Jiggy, you now know where to get the Jiggy Jaguar everywhere. And how do they... Well, I won't even get into that. You don't have any products, though, right? Do people subscribe to you?
No, I don't have products or anything. I wish I did. I tried that at one point, but it's much like you told me years and years ago. Once you give people something for free, they will not pay for it.
It's true. It's very difficult to get a product and do with that, because everybody can have their own show too.
That's right.
And
get on Periscope and get your own show.
But he will do things again in the future, now that Jiggy understands where he stands, now that I've read him the Riot Act. And if he still wants to be acquaintances, we'll deal with it.
I love you, Frank. You know that.
Yeah, I know. We'll deal with it. And never again will the Dez.
Oh, what happened to him? Is he still around?
I don't know how you don't know, because as I told you, he came back at me after I hung up on him and his stupid show and his friend. And he came back and said, hey, I'm back. And I went, good. Back from where? Where were you?
Good, I'm back.
You know, you think I was wondering where you went, you know? I don't know. I don't know. But there must be other things to go on. And we'll do stuff.
Our good buddy Ian Clay from the Isle of Wight.
Oh, sure.
He's the biggest Dez fan on the face of the earth.
Well, you know, I was a fan too, but he just, I helped make him whatever the hell he became.
Yes, you did.
And then what did he do, huh? And it just goes to show you.
He bit the hand that fed him.
But you and I will, you know, we'll do stuff again. And I'm going to, as I told you, I'm going to send you. I'm going to send you things, and you're going to do them, and it'll be wonderful, right?
And I will make a good copy, or I will read a good copy.
And if you want to, I could be, you know, if ever you want me on your television show, I do have a cam that would.
Skype video. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I have Skype video. So if you ever want to do anything, I'd be glad to go on there and tell people that if they don't buy my books, I will personally murder them. Because that's pretty much as far as you have to go now. No.
That would be fantastic.
I have something to sell, and I will sell it, so I'm not ashamed of it. So we'll be doing that until you can't get me anymore, because I'll be, you know, eventually it may catch up with me, and I may be so popular, I'll go, oh, Jiggy, oh, who's someone, when my secretary goes, I'm the father, there's a Jiggy Jaguar on the phone. And I go, a Jiggy what? A Jiggy what? On the phone. Jake, thanks for being here.
I definitely, before you let me go, I definitely have to get with you at some point this year and plan a trip out to your, out to your humble abode, because,
make videos,
Tanya and I will travel.
Okay. That'd be great. We'll make videos and do stupid things.
Yes. It'll be fun.
Okay. All right, then.
Frank, thank you, my friend.
You take it easy, bud.
Appreciate it.
Bye. The Jig. The Jag. The Jiggy Jag. Because there are some people that even when they display their assiness, is that a word? Oh, no, you know, just forget about it. It doesn't mean anything, but I am here, and you are here. CotoloChronicles.blogspot.com and my Facebook, Frank Cotolo, so that next and end of it, you'll know what's going on next week, because something will be going on, we hope, here on Cotolo Chronicles. For those of you who listen, follow, for the stations that, some stations, I'll do it like that, some stations will be playing Savino Veritas. All stations should be playing the two, I may add, coming up shortly. Good night, Mrs. Ursula, wherever you may be located. The Jig Jaguar, you know all the crap. That's it for him. He's got enough publicity. Me, go get the books, and I'll talk to you next week. We'll have people on, someone, or it'll just be me and you. Whatever the case may be, it is Cotolo Chronicles, the 2017 edition. Good night, Mrs. Ursula, wherever you may be located. Now? What? Leave? Yes, I will, because I have nothing more to say.